So let's get to the bottom then of this systematic and non-systematic risk. The first thing and the most important thing you need to remember is the beta used in CAPM represents systematic risk, so BS. Beta represents systematic risk, okay? CAPM only takes into account systematic risk. Well, why? Why does it not take into account non-systematic risk? And that's because non-systematic risk is also called diversifiable risk, which means you can invest in a number of shares and the risk of one share not doing well is offset by another share doing well. So any risk can be diversified away. So CAPM presumes that you've diversified away any non-systematic risk. Now, I realise that you don't really understand what non-systematic and systematic is yet, but we will. All I want you to remember at the moment is that beta represents systematic risk only, and that's because non-systematic risk can be diversified away and presumes it has. So now let's get on then to, well, what is this systematic and non-systematic? Systematic risk is the global risk of economies going down or the market going down, or up, obviously, as well. And whereas non-systematic risk is more specific to a particular industry. So the risk that the computing industry or whatever it might be goes downhill, that's more specific to an industry and more specific to a certain company even as well. So what I want to concentrate on then is this systematic risk, the risk, the market-wide risk. But what you've got to be aware of is some companies are more liable to the economy going down than others. And that is what this systematic risk represents. So, for example, if you've got a beta of 2, what it's meaning is that if the economy does well, share prices as a whole tend to go up. But because we've got a beta of 2, we're more susceptible to the economy doing well, so ours will do twice as well as the market normally. However, the downside of that is, if the market goes down, if in general the economy goes down and we have a beta of 2, our shares will generally go down twice as much. And literally, you know, this basic maths is what is done. It just looks over history how the market has done, how well our shares have done, or how badly the market's done, how badly our shares have done, and it just calculates over time what the average beta is. How susceptible are we to movements in the market as a whole? Will we move more? If so, we are therefore more risky, but we'll also get more return. So, to summarise, systematic risk is the risk of the economy as a whole, and it just shows how susceptible we are to that, because some companies are more susceptible than others. Non-systematic risk is very much more down to the industry that the company is in, or the company itself. And non-systematic risk can be eliminated by diversification and therefore is ignored basically in this exam and is ignored by CAPM. You just want to state though that CAPM presumes you are a well-diversified investor. CAPM uses beta, and beta represents only systematic risk.